The Craig Folly Show on Deadline Detroit is made possible in part by Samaritas, the state's largest private foster care and adoption agency. However, Samaritas also provides a number of other services around the state. They are one of the largest refugee resettlement agencies in Michigan. They serve homeless families, persons with disabilities, abused and trafficked women. They also provide market rate and affordable housing for seniors and HUD housing for families, and also have skilled nursing, memory care, and rehab communities in Grand Rapids, Cadillac, and Saginaw. Samaritas, we thank them for their support here at Deadline Detroit. Hey everybody, happy Monday. Welcome to the Craig Folly Show on Deadline Detroit. So glad that you've decided to join me today. And we're going to have an interesting conversation, and it's based on some interactions I had on social media over the weekend in which a business owner, a local business owner that I know, shared with us an email that she got from a so-called social media influencer. Social media influencers, just think about being internet famous. Imagine the Kardashians if they existed only on the internet. That's kind of what these people envision themselves to be in many instances, and they act as entitled at times as their television influencers do. We'll get into that in just a little bit on the Craig Folly Show here on Deadline Detroit. Stay with me. The Craig Folly Show is made possible in part by Deadline Detroit, one-stop shopping for all your news. Also, home to Deadline Detroit TV, which includes The Zip, a weekly wrap-up of the week's news with some humor. Deadline Detroit, one-stop shopping for all your news. Hey, thanks for checking out the show on this Monday. All right, so I don't even know how to get into this segment. It's just something that bothered me over this weekend that I wanted to get to real fast. Now, I have a lot of followers on social media simply because I've had a radio show over the years, and a number of people have found me that way. And at times, people have approached me about becoming a so-called influencer, using those connections that I have on social media to maybe promote other people's products in exchange for cash, in exchange for tickets, in exchange for whatever. And that's never been the way that I approached my following. The only thing I'm looking to influence out there is perhaps the public dialogue that we have around complex issues. That's all I'm trying to do. You don't have to agree with me. I'm just trying to get you to think a little bit. And that's all this has ever been about. Anyway, I've never thought to use that quote-unquote influence for anything other than engaging people and trying to get opinions and start conversations. That's the way I approach it. Now, maybe I'm naive. Maybe I'm sort of stuck in a different era, because we all know that there are people out there that make their living these days just by having a lot of followers on Instagram or by having a lot of followers on YouTube or Facebook. They try to leverage this into, again, a living. And many people do make a living doing this, and I'm not knocking that if it's done honestly. Unfortunately, there are a lot of unscrupulous people in the world, as we know, who will take advantage of this and at times threaten people if they don't get what they want, threatening to damage this company's reputation if you don't give me what I want. Well, a specific incident like that just happened to a person that I know here in Detroit that runs a company that gives tours of the city of Detroit. Her name is Bailey Sisoy Isgrow, runs Detroit History Tours and the Detroit History Club. She shared on social media an email that she got the other day from a so-called influencer here, and when she didn't do what this influencer wanted, basically was threatened. Threatened that she was going to get a bad review, even though this person had never once used the product, had never once gone on a tour, had not been on it before, but insisted on getting all of this. And we'll explain a little bit more in just a couple of moments. But I thought I would take this opportunity, given that Bailey is far from the only business that is dealing with this kind of stuff, but I thought I would give her an opportunity to give her side of the story, what's going on, how her business is reacting to it, in an attempt to foster a discussion amongst other businesses about how we fight back over what are really extortive processes in some cases, where people are threatening businesses that if they don't get what they want, they are going to somehow damage their reputation. This is as unscrupulous as it gets. And I also thought I'd give her an opportunity to talk about a really cool company that does neat things around the city. So joining me right now to talk a little bit more is the aforementioned Bailey Sisoy Isgrow. Bailey, welcome to the Craig Folly Show. It is a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you for inviting me.
Well, absolutely. And it's been a while since we talked, but I'm a big fan of what you and your company do. So we'll talk a little bit about what you guys have going on in just a bit. But the predicate for this conversation was this sort of emergence of so-called social media influencers out there and whether or not they actually have the influence they think and how they are wielding this so-called power in this day and age. You received an email the other day from a potential customer, and I guess customer is a very liberal use of the term because they basically wanted everything for free. But you decided to put this on social media without outing this person to show the kind of stuff that you're dealing with on a regular basis. And I just want to start with this. You know, I will read this so people recognize what level of basically extortion this is almost. But how often are you getting approached by some so-called influencer about your service and whether or not they can get something for free from you?
I would say at least weekly we're getting something. Now, this was an incredibly egregious one, but within a standard week, we normally get something, whether that be person saying, hey, I have a podcast, or hey, I have this many Instagram or Facebook followers, and I want you to give me free tickets or ticket to come to one of your events, and then I'll get you more business by showing you. Or to the crazy level, this one was, it's weekly. I mean, it's to the point where at the office, we sort of have a copy-paste response.
Well, I want to read this letter so people can get a sense as to what you're talking about, because you are not the only business that is dealing with this. This is going on nationwide. For people who run a small business, you know, giving away stuff for free is not a good way to actually earn a living at your business. But I want to read this. Here's the email that you got. It says, hi, my name is Robin, and I'm a local Detroit influencer / celebrity. I'm interested in exposing your tour to my 9,000 followers on Facebook, 11,000 followers on Instagram. I'm Yelp Elite 3 years and will give you a free Yelp review with a picture too. T-O, by the way. What do you have to do to get all this? Supply me with 6 tickets on your Haunted Detroit tour on October 19th. I will supply good-looking people on the tour to include in photos, which will help your company get many more clients. I will waive my $200 fee if you include open bar at all stops for me. Looking forward to working with you, Ms. Robin. Now, first of all, okay, 9,000 followers on Facebook, 11,000 followers on Instagram is not that huge a deal. Yelp Elite, big deal. I'm not a big fan of Yelp, but if she had to introduce herself as a celebrity, you showed me who she was, and I'm not going to out her here. I had no idea who this person was. And I'm thinking to myself, the sense of entitlement to what she's asking for there is ridiculous. I'm going to charge you to give me free tickets and free booze. And if I don't get the free booze, I'm still going to charge you $200. I mean, first of all, you can't afford to do that, can you?
You know, if I'm giving someone free booze, it's certainly going to be a friend. But it's just crazy to me. And part of the reason I put it on social media was my frustration level over the last year has really grown with these social media influencers. A year ago, we got maybe one of these a month. Now it's one a week. And everyone feels like they can sort of saber rattle this idea that if we don't do what they want, they're going to put a bad review up and that's going to sink my business. And where I'm at today is my business stands on its own 2 feet. And if one bad review comes in, we're certainly going to do anything we can to repair the actions that earned us a bad review. But if it comes from someone like this, our new policy at work is copy the email and post the email. This person has not been on one of our tours. Here's their review. Here's why we earned that review. And if our public rating suffers a little bit, I would rather that than feel extorted, because so many of our friends who are business owners feel like they are over the barrel. And part of why I posted mine was because I know as business owners, we're all silently dealing with this. And we're all trying to figure out how to respond to it without losing our credibility online. So to kind of say, hey, guys, you're not the only one, was something I wanted to do.
Well, you know, your response was actually quite restrained, you know, because first of all, the offer that she put out there is ridiculous. 6 free tickets for that 19th. And that is a weekend right before Halloween. I'm guessing that would be one that would be easy to book with paying customers.
It's already sold out.
I was going to say, I just want free tickets. Oh, by the way, I don't want to pay for my booze either. And for me and my beautiful friends, that in itself is somewhat insulting, as if, you know, you need good looking people to be on the Facebook thing, which I'm sorry.
I did have a good giggle
annoying.
Over that, because every person who comes on our tours is quite lovely in their own way. It was sort of a bite me with your good looking people.
And it's like, it just insinuated these weren't even her real friends. Like she was going to hire some people to be on there and you know, make you guys look fabulous. Like this is where the beautiful people go. But when you responded to her, you said basically, look, I thought your response was very restrained. I mean, just talk about what your sort of counter offer was here. And it wasn't really a counter, but it was more like a statement of your position on this.
So I put a lot of thought into this over the last year because we're getting so many of these emails. And what I decided is if influencers really do have influence and they have the availability to sell my tickets, maybe that's not something I should overlook. So what I have offered influencers is a promo code specific to them. And this is not my idea. This is a brilliant person on the internet's idea that I saw a year ago and went, I'm going to adapt that to mine. And I basically said to Robin, you want $366 worth of free merchandise. Here's a promo code. When I see that promo code sell $3,660 worth of tickets, I'll issue you free tickets for 10% of the value. Basically the same deal you would give any advertising agency. And what's my offer is the same to all of these influencers who ask for something. Sell 90%, I'll give you free 10% commission. And what's wild about it, and I think what really exposes this influence culture, I've offered it 100 times. Not one person's ever taken me up on it.
Well, I love this part too, where you said, hey, look, will I have a role in selecting the beautiful people? I want to make sure that this group of people you're bringing is inclusive and represents the community at large. She didn't seem to like that idea either.
No, and that's the thing about bullies. Logic tends to win out against bullies because when you fail with having something to argue back on, you yell. And I found sometimes the best way to do it is sort of say, look, here's the situation from my end. It's a fair offer. Take it or leave it. And when they're approached with something like that, it's hard for them to do anything but get angry. And like I said, I've sent a version of that email dozens of times, but I've never had anyone think my guests weren't pretty enough on our own.
Well, I do want to read her response too, because I thought this was very telling about this person. And you know, I was a little shocked when I actually did see who this person was. A little digging made it come to light. But at the same time, I was a little shocked because I think, one, there's some misrepresentation about that level of influence, which we can talk about at some point. But here's the response to it. And this is what was really sickening to me. It says, I got to read this the right way. I got to get in the character here. I'm not an actor. You think you're so special and deserve to make a ton of money off real Detroiters. I'm sorry you are so selfish. You can't see the value of a real Detroiter trying to do nice things for your shitty company. I want to plan ahead and need the tickets now to make it happen. I will be reporting you to social media as a nasty bitch who thinks she's fancy. This is your last chance. Give me the free tickets so I can help you or I'll ruin your company with reviews. I'm elite on Yelp. My reviews really matter. Now, did you respond to that at all?
Nope.
Just let it sit there.
Yeah, you can't go anywhere from there. I mean, if there's a place to go in a conversation, I'm always happy to have it. But my general rule is once people start swearing at me, there's nowhere good we're going to go. So instead, I found a custom beer koozie distributor and I ordered crazy bitch who thinks she's fancy beer koozies for my whole staff.
Nice. Perfect.
You know, it's frustrating. And I think sometimes people look at companies and think it's this nameless company without anyone back there behind it. But my staff of 17, we take this to heart. We, you know, good reviews, we celebrate. Reviews that come in with suggestions of how we can improve, honest reviews, we take those incredibly seriously and we work really hard to make those improvements. But reviews like this sting. I mean, they truly hurt. I'd be lying if I told you Friday I didn't have a drink and think, you know, golly, what am I doing with my life? If this is what the perception of me is, there's a problem. But then at some level, you have to just go, crazy is crazy and there's no solving this. And this is a person who's frustrated with not getting what they want, who's got no effect on me and no effect on my business. And to your point about their actual influence, I think the entire social media influencer game, they think they have so much more influence than they do. We saw this recently with Instagram deciding to no longer publicly show the number of likes an image gets. Influencers.
And I think that's a step in the right direction because this is something that has sort of grown out of control. Where you have a bunch of entitled people who think that they're fabulous and therefore, you know, you should get on board with them. And if you don't, they're going to threaten you. I mean, this is borderline extortion. suggesting that somehow
and
they're
going to Yelp's credit.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just going to say, to Yelp's credit, they take this very seriously, and they were contacted. They were given all the names, and we certainly don't want to publicly out anyone. I think that's not my place in the world. But I think if you're going to holler and scream that you're Yelp elite, I have every right to screenshot that, send it off to Yelp, and make them aware that someone's using their platform to extort businesses. And to their credit, they were incredibly responsive and really on top of it, because they don't want that. That undermines who they are as a company.
I should remind folks, my guest right now is Bailey Sisoy Isgrow. She, of course, is the owner of Detroit History Tours and also is with the Detroit History Club. Well, hey, you know, we did talk a little bit about the Halloween tour, but it sounds like that one's already sold out. But
lots of dates.
Well, I know you guys are doing all kinds of cool stuff. That's just one that they could start signing up for now. But give us an idea. I want to remind folks of the kind of stuff that you're doing, because this notion of tourism in Detroit is something that we frankly didn't deal with a whole lot for a long time. You guys come along and start doing really interesting things and offering all kinds of different looks at the city of Detroit. Give us a bit of an overview of the kinds of things you're trying to educate people on.
Well, we are coming up on our 5-year anniversary, and we're delighted to be Detroit-born, Detroit-bred company. And what we do is we offer through DetroitHistoryTours.com a rotating variety of 12 different tours by foot or by bus. We do them for all different size groups. And on Thursday nights, Friday nights, and Saturdays, we offer public tours where you can buy one or two tickets. During the week, we offer privates where you can book out a whole bus or a whole tour. And then a couple of years ago, we founded a group called the Detroit History Club, because there were all these things about Detroit history I was super excited to talk about, but the tour format just didn't work. We'd have you on a bus and we'd be showing you parking lots saying, you know, what once stood here were the cigar factories of the 1880s. So now our club, the Detroit History Club, which you can find at DetroitHistoryClub.com, is 11,000 members strong. It costs $5 a year to join. And we do events all over the city teaching people about the city's history. So far this year, we've taken over the Detroit Institute of Arts in the middle of the night for an adults-only scavenger hunt. We've delivered mail on the W.J. Westcott mailboats. And in September, we are bringing a 110-foot tall ship down from Bay City for 2 weeks of tours on the Detroit River aboard that historic vessel. And Halloween night, the Detroit Club is giving us their entire clubhouse to celebrate Harry Houdini's death here in Detroit with a 1926 magic gala.
Wow, that should be interesting.
Oh, I'm so excited. We're bringing magicians in from out of state. We have seances and snake charmers. And I've told the snake charmer she only gets paid if she doesn't come near me. So it should be a really fun night.
Well, Bailey, I mean, this company has grown considerably in terms of the offerings and what you're doing here. When you started it, did you envision it going this way? Or was it just something they said, this would be kind of fun. We'll see what happens.
Oh, golly, no. I really thought we'd do 5 or 6 tours a year. I thought if we could do 6 tours a year, one every 8 weeks, we would really have made something. And this year we're going to do 500 tours, and we just won the National History Award for best historical tour in the nation. So we're over the moon. I was able to leave my day job. I do this full time now, and I just could not be happier. I have the best staff in the world, and lucky enough to have been able to call Detroit my home my whole life. So in a little way, I feel like I'm giving back. We always say Detroit's got a million problems, like any big city, but one of ours is perception. So if we can, as a company, take on the perception of Detroit, so when locals or visitors go home, they've got really great, exciting, insightful things to say about Detroit, maybe we can start slowly moving the perception needle. And from there, we can start changing a lot more.
You know, I'm kind of intrigued to know where your customer base is coming from. How many of them are people that are from the region? How many of them are people that are in from out of town?
60 to 65% of our customers are within 55 miles of Detroit. In the last year, we've actually been seeing a lot of Chicago, a lot of Cleveland, a lot of Toledo, sort of up in Detroit for the weekend, that weekend getaway. We also get a lot of locals, you know, Allen Park, Dearborn, Royal Oak, Birmingham, who come. They kind of make up that 65%. 20% is out of country, here for a conference or work. So we see a lot of automotive. We see a lot of Germans. Recently, we just had a lot of Chinese here for a conference on plastic fasteners. So we'll have a lot of international on that 20%. And then the remaining group actually tend to be Windsor or Canadians. in Detroit for a vacation.
Wow. So it sounds as if tourism in Detroit is something that is on the grow here. But I do like the curiosity about the city's history that people are seeming to engage in here. You know, how important was it to do something that actually was informative as opposed to just showing off a few sites?
For me, it's everything because, you know, my grandparents have lived in the city 90 years and 95 years when my grandfather passed away. And he said in his lifetime, he saw it be the height of cities in America all the way down and before he passed, start coming back up again. And he couldn't understand why things were being torn down, why we weren't caring, why Hudson's was imploded. And in my mind, part of the reason we've taken so much away is because we don't have that emotional attachment to it in the suburbs or in other parts of the city. We don't have people fighting for these places, largely because they don't understand how important they were. So if I can take you out and I can get you to care about the cigar girls who worked in these factories, who donated a portion of their paychecks to become suffragettes, to fight for women's right to vote, suddenly that building isn't just a big brick building. It's a building that 100 years ago won women the right to vote by employing female laborers. If I can get you to care about that, then when you see in the newspaper that it's crumbling and that the conglomerate that owns it isn't being fined for not taking care of and preserving the building, maybe then you're a little more willing to write to a council person, show up at a protest, or simply give money to groups like Preservation Detroit or Brick and Beam, which are wonderful groups doing a lot to preserve Detroit history. And really kind of tie your lot in with theirs and say, no, I get why this is important and I want to support it. And as a company, we believe in having fun. You know, we want you to come on our tours, have a few drinks, learn about history, have a great time. But we also want to get you to care. And I'll take any roads necessary to get people to care.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're certainly going to survive a potentially bad Yelp review. We know that much.
So, thanks. We'll try to weather this one.
Well, I do appreciate the fact that you actually posted that and shared it. It's something I've been thinking about for a long time and was looking for a reason to talk about it because it seems so ridiculous that certain people think that they're going to be able to influence your business if they don't get what they want. Again, extortion is not a good way to go about starting your business. So, Bailey, best of luck. Congratulations on the success you've had so far. And there's a lot of great tours coming up. I'm particularly interested in this one coming up here that looks at sort of the bizarre Detroit bus tour that's coming up. That one looks like it's kind of fun. And the Wild Women of Detroit bus tour. That's got to be fantastic.
Oh, it's my favorite. Women's History of Detroit, covering over 300 years, all the way back to the Algonquin, Maumee, and Wyandotte people who controlled the territory that would become Detroit. And you're welcome anytime, sir.
Well, I appreciate it, and I will pay my own way. So I appreciate that very much.
Well, a beer on me. Thanks very much.
Absolutely. Bailey Sisoyas-Grow, of course, of Detroit History Tours. Thank you very much for being with me today. And I guarantee you, you've got a lot of support in this community and a couple of bad people that I'm sure a number of people after they listen to this will go try to find this quote-unquote influencer. We're not going to out this person, but hopefully they're listening and will recognize that this is a bad way to do business. We appreciate your time, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that's going to do it for the Craig Folley Show on this Monday. Thank you so much for checking out the show. Do me a favor. If you want to know what's going on with the show or you've got ideas or suggestions or you want to be on the show, who knows? Send me an email, thecraigfolleyshow@gmail.com. Again, that's thecraigfolleyshow@gmail.com. Find me on social media. As much as we were just complaining about it moments ago, it still is a tool. Again, look me up on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, LinkedIn, whatever you want. Send me a message. Let me know what's on your mind. More than happy to hear from you that way. Lots coming up this week in town. The big debates are going to be here. We'll get into that, I'm sure. And always looking out for other good ideas and people that we should be talking to. So thanks for listening today. If you like it, make sure you tell your friends we're out here. It's a big deal. And every listener helps. Every share helps. Every single subscription helps. It all matters. I certainly do appreciate it, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody. The Craig Folley Show on Deadline Detroit is made possible in part by Mad Dog Professional Services. Mad Dog Professional Services focuses on putting their clients on the leading edge of technology, faster than thought possible, to capture new revenue streams. That's Mad Dog Professional Services.